that's how much energy I have within me this afternoon. I'm sorry. I haven't had loy loy in a very long time. And I think it's beginning to affect my energy levels. So I'm going to try and see what I can do about it between today and tomorrow. Because what is Denise Deniswalu without loy loy in her life? Come on. So I'm going to do something about it. Welcome to the sunny side on this beautiful Friday afternoon, the seventh day in the month of October 2022. How are you doing? Have you been? How's your day been? Well, Fridays, we let down our hair. It ushers us into the weekend. Weekend of relaxation, weekend of fun, weekend of... we must not forget to add doing chores. And I know a lot of us don't really like doing chores anyway. But I'm guessing that we'll make the most of this weekend. But before that, let's talk about carrying out background checks before marriage. I'm going on a commercial break. When we come back, the conversation starts in full. Just stay tuned to us. We are Nigeria Info.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the sunny side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the sunny side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
Welcome back to the sunny side on your number one station for Talk 92.39 Nigeria Info. Remember to connect with us on all social media platforms whenever we are having conversations. And even after the conversations, truth is, you can still be a part of it thereafter. Our Twitter handle is at Nigeria Info PH, where we are live. Facebook page, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. And also on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM underscore PH. Marriage is on the front burner this afternoon. Why? Divorce rates are on the increase. And this is, it has absolutely nothing to do with whether you're a celebrity or you're not a celebrity. Maybe we get to hear about the celebrities more because they are celebrities or public figures, as it were. But behind the scene, behind the celebrities, we have normal human beings like you and I who are not so popular, going through separation and divorce. The impact is felt by all of us in one way or the other. The children are affected. The family members, friends of these people who once used to be lovebirds and, you know, inspiration and couple goals giver. The people that would do, oh, and God, when? Yes, when we hear that these persons are going their separate ways, we are saddened by the news, right? And the reasons given for the separation or divorce are enormous. Did we fail to pay attention to setting things before we said I do is the big question. What did they not do right before taking the bold step? I mean, how do you gather over 400,000 people? Did I say 400,000? Don't mind me. Over 400 people. Over 1,000 people. The biggest hall in River State, I think it's somewhere around... is it Sani Abacha Road now? But I know it's somewhere in Jare. And I hear the capacity of that hall is well over 1,000 or more, right? And we've seen weddings happen in that very hall. So imagine gathering those number of persons on a particular day, saying I do, you know, dancing, eating, jubilating, celebrating, and then you come back to tell these same people that we're sorry, we're not doing this anymore, and they're like, what did they not do right? In the old days, when a potential spouse is introduced to their spouse's parents, the parents take it upon themselves to go behind their child and run what we call a background check on that person's family. So you hear something like, what's your name again? My name is Jude Samuel Omamegwe. Where are you from? From Edo State. Which part of Edo State you not mention? What's your father's name? You know, especially if the father of the girl, the father of the girl wears glasses. There's a way they will bring down the glasses. They will look at you very well, look into your eyes, you know, eyeball to eyeball kind of looking, that kind of thing. So my father is okay, it's as if I know that family. What are they doing? They're asking questions because when you leave that house that day, somebody is going to go to that village. They're going to ask questions, ask about your mother, ask about your father, know whatever it is they want to know. This was usually done to determine whether the person is a good child and was brought up well, and also whether the choice made was a good one. Some individuals also took it upon themselves to do a background check on their lover before proposing marriage or accepting marriage. Is this trend still applicable today? Now, from what I gathered about what a background check should entail, it can be a combination of any or all of the following factors. You may want to look at things like educational and professional qualification of the parents, maybe usually the father, estimated wealth of the family, marital eligibility, and or even the reputation of the younger or older sister, if any, of the potential spouse, younger or older brother. This speaking stay for marriage, that her sister that married before her, did she stay in marriage? The mother, is she still with the father? All those kind of questions. The reputation of the brother of the potential spouse. Then you look at medical history of the family, especially mental health, whether there's madness running in the family, or genetic diseases and possibility of a previous marriage which led to a separation. So has this person been married before? If yes, what happened to the previous marriage? Did the spouse die? Was it a case of infidelity? All of those things they look at. Now, the big question this morning is, when we went through all those stress in those days, did it in any way guarantee what we call marital quality? That's the quality of the marriage and perceived stability of the marriage. So that's the question we're asking. Does background check guarantee in any way marital quality and perceived marital stability? And if that's the case, is this something that we should return to, if at all we've thrown it away? Do people still consider or carry out background checks on a partner before marriage? Numbers to call 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0003. There is also 0817 923 0007, and a female caller line is 0817 923 0009. You can send us a WhatsApp message also, and the WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809 030 6416. Remember that we are live on Twitter. Twitter handle remains at Nigeria Info BH. So watch us live, and don't forget to join the conversation as well by tweeting your responses. Or you can watch us live on Facebook as well. Facebook page Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Go there, watch us live, and drop your comments in the comment session. Remember, the questions are: does background check guarantee in any way at all marital quality and perceived marital stability. Do people still consider or carry out background checks on a partner before saying I do? Remember to turn down the volume of your radio set as you call, and also be audible so we can hear you.
It's Christian. I'm calling from Rivers State. I think your question is good. But my answer is yes and no.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, in the sense that the marriage of those days seems to last longer than what we are seeing now. Why? Because those checks were there. Then majorly why I say yes and no is because presently there seems to be lack of mutual respect between spouses. In those days, there were respects that especially the woman has for the man. There is no dragging for equal right and justice, even if it's very, very necessary. The woman has knows where he puts the husband, and that's why you see some of those names, like people say, Dean, my lord, and all that. There is that respect for the man. That today, everybody wants to show that they know he's better than others. And so once two captains are in a family, in a ship, definitely that ship cannot sail furthermore. I think that's what I think.
All right, Christian, you said the marriages of those days lasted longer than the ones presently. Now, does it account that a marriage lasts long? Does it account for the quality of the marriage or the fact that the marriage was stable? I mean, those were the days we would hear that your father is like this, but I stayed with him all this while because of you children. So, yes,
think,
people can be celebrating 40 years
the
in marriage.
Quality of marriage then. Mm. I don't think it's largely because of those background checks.
Okay.
Those background checks were to ensure that the lady is coming from a good home. Mm. That the marriage itself is between the man and the wife. Mm. And so once there is that respect between the man and the wife, each of the spouse give themselves the respect they deserve. Definitely the marriage is lost. Despite whether the man is from a good home or a bad home, once two of them understand themselves and give love one to another and respect, the marriage will last.
Right.
Today that the man believes that the woman has no place, after all, before she came in, I got all I've gotten. If she does anything, I throw her out. And the woman feels, after all, if you throw me out, I can do it by myself. And everybody is claiming rights. Definitely, the marriage cannot last. It cannot go. So you see divorces and all that here and there.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Christian. Brown from GRA. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yes, you see, background checkup in marriage is not what determines the lasting of that marriage.
No, I think we're mixing things up. I'm not talking about lasting. A marriage can be last for 50 years, but the people in the marriage, they are not happy, but they cannot go their separate ways. I am talking about the quality of the marriage and the stability of the marriage. That's what we're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. From what you are saying, what we determine the stable and what again? This is stable and
the quality
of the marriage.
Yeah.
Yes. From your onset, you are talking about background check. Like some people try to make some background to know the family you are getting married to. How that's the background check now. So even if you make what I'm trying to say, no matter how thorough you make your background check, it does not determine whether the marriage we have quality or it will be a lasting one. Okay, it doesn't.
All right.
Because it turns out that sometimes you can still get married to a family that is bad. They have a bad background, bad record. At the end of the day, get married to somebody in that family, and your own home turns out to be the best, as in a very good one. Okay, you can also get married to a good family, and you and your wife come out to make the best and lasting quality marriage for the daddy. So for me, I think it depends on the two individuals, not necessarily. Yes, I know that background matters, so it has a lot to do. But the end of it all depends on the two individuals who is going out to establish their own marriage. Okay? Okay. If the husband and the wife want their marriage to be like their parents, so fine and good, it's based on them. But if they still want it to be the best of it, the way that God instituted and wants marriage, husband and wife, to be, okay, it also depends on them. But there are some examples in the scripture that show that he never worked out like that. And like we know Laban. Laban is father-in-law to this man, to Jacob. So Jacob served him. But even during when he was serving him in the field, taking care of the animals in the field, Laban kept cheating him, changing the animals that are supposed to have come to Jacob, okay? Changing it over time and over time. Even when this guy noticed that the father-in-law to be is bad, he still did not give up in getting married to the daughter. He still continued, knowing that the father is bad, but the daughter might not be bad. So it all those things depends on how you want to turn out on your own marriage. It does not really necessarily stress down to the nature or the biological character and behavior of where one comes out.
All right, thank you so much, Brown. Mr. Zion from GRA, welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yeah, thank you very much. Background check is necessary. Very necessary. Our parents that adopted it, they had quality marriage, they had lasting marriage, they were very sweet and sincere to themselves. They now send us to school, give us quality education, and we came back. We told them that day I want to marry. They asked us, do you know who you want to get married to? The day we became too new, more than our parents, look at the situation right now. The background check is not to stop the marriage. The concept of the background check is for you to know the quality of that family. In case there is an issue, it's like an history. Go and get the history of that family so that if there's an issue between you and your husband or you and your wife, we can now use that as history in resolving quarrels, in resolving matters, in promoting your marriage. That was the concept of background check. And I stand to be challenged, and somebody should call in. The day you told your papa you want to marry, they went for background check. They came back. Did they stop you not to marry? Somebody should call and say, yes, they stopped him not to marry. I'm not talking about holding these people low from year 2000 to date. These things promote us as a people. The background check also promotes us to relate with our couples or our spouse or our will-be significant. It gave us that insight about the family. Oh, yeah, they are very, very authoritative. As you are coming to marry in that home, you know that subjection should be what your point one word.
I'm so sorry. We lost that call. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then the female caller line is 0817-923-0009. We also have the WhatsApp and Telegram number, which is 0809-030-6416. Now, the question I'm asking is very, very straightforward. Does background check, family background check, guarantee in any way marital quality and perceived stability? It's not about lasting. It's not about, oh, we have been together for the past 20 years. Maybe we've been together for the past 20 years, but all we have been doing is enduring and tolerating each other. And what can we do? What will people say? Are we enjoying the marriage? Is this marriage stable? Is it today we are good? Tomorrow we are fighting. Yes, tomorrow we are fighting. The day after tomorrow we are fighting. The other tomorrow we are good. So yes, what if there's a possibility of having a shop marriage that was indeed stable and the quality was good than having a marriage for only God knows how long and one person wishes the other person can just die? This is reality as the only way to be free from the shackles of the marriage. So can she just die already? Since I cannot divorce, I don't want people to talk, I don't want the children to feel bad. Can he just die already? I've seen people pray such prayers that that is the only way they can be liberated, because they don't want to leave and they don't want to be seen in a bad light by society. Let's hear from Jibril in Obiakpo. Hi, Jibril. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Chris. Let me tell you the little experience I find out in my parents. I say no marriage is 100% okay. Even when I got my son, I'm still living with my wife. There is some certain things you even think.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I could, because of maybe how you have stopped your marriage, maybe you learn from your parents, you are good to go, and you keep on enduring. No marriage is 100%. But does not mean that some people that are maybe not comfortable with their marriage. To me, I'm not calling for any divorce or no. No marriage is 100%, but you have to endure. Because marriage is not a bed of roses. Yeah, you can enjoy everything. Sometimes that at times it's hot, at times it's bitter, at times it's sweet. So that's how marriage is like. Marriage is like a life, a learning of something that you don't even know, because two people are coming together to merge. Like my very said, I don't like eating people, but my wife likes. So I give her the time. If you use any plate in my house, I don't like it. So to me, because of the love for the marriage to continue, I like her to eat that food and enjoy herself. So whatever things she feel like that I know that can keep the marriage working, I'll do it.
All right.
Not that I'm comfortable with that, but because of, I don't want to go the other line, because none of my family members married and divorced. So, to me, it's not that for me.
So, you rather endure because none of your family members have gotten married and divorced than walk away if the going gets tough?
Yeah, I rather endure than to bear that name or to broke that family. You know that brother, the one that the wife, the one that you know that brother. So no, I rather endure because marriage is endure. You have to endure.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing. Endure. Let's go back to the definition of health. When they say a man is healthy, they say. Health is a state of physical, emotional, and psychological well-being. I think that was the definition of health back then. I don't know if the definition changed. So I'm thinking this man would rather endure than carry the name tag. That's my way, be married out, my way, there no day again. Have you thought about how unhealthy you can become? Emotionally and psychologically, if you choose to endure. I'm just saying. But back to the beginning of this conversation in the first place, why we even got here. Divorce rates are increasing. I said that before. The big question people would usually ask, they're not check well. What could have possibly gone wrong? I mean, these people looked good together. They were picture perfect. They were an inspiration. How in the world's name did they ever part ways? And somebody who is quite old will say something like this. They did not pay attention to certain things. I have heard a married man tell me that his wife's mother did not stay in her marriage. So every time he's scared, because the mother has so much influence on the daughter, he's scared that his wife will one day wake up, pack her things, and leave. So sometimes when he sees the wife behaving in a certain way, he cannot help but compare her with her mother. I have been witness to a man telling his wife, after he beat her up, that after all, my father used to beat my mother, she did not die. My father used to beat his other wives, they didn't die. So if I beat you, what's the big deal? This man is a pastor. Was a pastor. I think still is a pastor. So what's the big deal? So, a background check will in some way bring out that detail. So if I'm guessing the girl's father or the lady's father went to the village, went to ask questions, who is the father of this guy? And they say, it's one Mr. Akwaba, I'm just saying. And they say, who is Mr. Akwaba? I say, that man, our wife beat her. All your wife, they run. You get the one where even beat, blind the eye. You get the one where even beat, self. You go enter coma. You get the one, I say, hey. The father will be like, wait, hold on. My darling daughter, sit down. I have something to tell you. I'm not going to tell you to not marry this man. I'm also going to tell you what I found out. I don't know if this man was raised by the father or was raised by the mother. But then again, this is what I found out. How this information will impact your decision, I would not know. But so you know. And now we are asking, if some of these checks will be able to determine marital quality and perceived stability. I went to the village of that girl you want to marry, and I discovered that everybody there used to have skoi. Something used to do their heads. They used to behave like people that are running mental. And they used to behave like they are not well in their head, in their mind. I don't know if the thing affected this lady you want to marry, but just so you know that there are tendencies that the people in that family, they are not normal. Their head is not correct. Do you still want to proceed? Sunny from Okrika. Oh dear, we lost that call. I'm going to read the messages on Facebook. I did say we were live earlier. I just discovered minutes ago that we were not, but now we are live. So if you tried watching us live earlier, you can now watch us live. Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH and Twitter is at Nigeria Info PH. So I'm going to read through some of the comments. Or maybe I should take this call while I sort out the comments. Hi, Clement. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. My answer to your question, quick one, goes like this. First of all, I would say that background check does not help the marriage at all.
Okay.
Now, this is just my one reason.
Mm.
Now, my reason is go like this. If you raise your son well, or you raise your daughter well, he or she should know that before he will bring that guy or that lady to your house, he must have known that. I mean, he must have discovered one or two things that I cannot live with this person.
Mm.
Now, for him or her to have brought their spouse home to come and introduce them to you and say, Mommy, Daddy, meet my boyfriend, my girlfriend.
Mm.
That your daughter or that your son you have raised well, that you have done the background check that you are going to do, must have also done his background check.
Mm.
Before they will say, okay, Mommy will not approve of this. So when the guy come approaching, and of course, they said for like 2-3 months, he would have said, okay, oh, no, I'm break up immediately.
Mm.
So there wouldn't have been any need for background check if you raise that person well.
Okay.
So if you did not do your own work well on your children, then there is no need for that background check. So with this reason, it doesn't go well at all.
At all.
So do your work well on your children. Then there is no point for you to go and start doing background check.
Okay.
Thank
then.
You.
Thank you so much. Bright Akman on Facebook says, the only secret to a good marriage is knowing whom you marry, even to their homes. I see. Lasgidi Oji, this is a long read. We need to go on a commercial break now. When we come back, we'll come back to the messages, take some more calls. My name is Denise Eniswala. This is the Sunny Side. Stay tuned.
Nigeria Info, right back after this.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
All right then, back to the conversation. Lasgidi Oji says, good day, it's very important. Just imagine where the father bit the wife and the brother is an army robber. I think you mean armed robber. And the brother is an armed robber. Can you marry there? You see, it's very important to check family background. After spending millions of money, you just wake up one morning, say you no do again. I beg, family background is very important. It's as important as the marriage. Amity Prince says, yes, some people have terrible past that would affect their current marriage or relationship. There's a need to know all these things on time before we go in. Arise Frank Ezenwaka says, it's necessary of things are happening these days. Anthony Doka says, yes, background check is very important when it comes to choosing a partner. Our forefathers know this, and that is why they have less trouble in marriage. Lameni Asian says, Lame Eddie Asian says, it's important to know the kind of family they are. Nigerian for a good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Oh, dear. We lost our call. Solomon says, it doesn't guarantee anything. Marriage that will work with work, with or without background check. Oseji Phillips says, yes, it matters. It helps to get information about a prospective spouse so that you can make informed decision whether to go ahead with the marriage. I see. Nigerian show, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead quickly.
Yeah, all I have to say is, for the background check, if I'm calling from here, going away.
Welcome.
So, for the background check, it's all about the raising of... For me, I feel raising of children is not just by the parents. But I want to totally disagree that raising of a child could also be from the teacher. Because I want to use myself, for instance. So, I'm totally different from my parents. So, you can't now just go to do background checks and you're now trying to see the father is like this, or the mother is like this, and you now see the daughter is like this. It's totally wrong. You know, we're in an evolved system. Like, the world is evolved. Like, world changes globally. Like, it's going globally and all this. Life is all about dynamism, you get. So, change is always a constant thing. So, I feel the most important thing is to know who you're relating with, like, who you're dating. Try to know, because you might not know everybody. Like, complete, like, you don't know people completely, but try to be sensitive and pay attention to who All you right. know, who you're dating, know okay. the values.
Thank you so much. My name is Denise Eniswala.